property, then that may aid in identifying them or mapping the networks. So it's always a struggle for us in terms of balancing maximum coverage and also some degree of redundancy to be able to identify the public. What is your take on that? I don't know if that has an answer.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I like when I have metabolites that I see both in positive and negative mode, and to make sure that you miss him when it shows up a bit. So I wasn't trying to be overly negative with that, but if you think about if you need to analyze 1,000 samples, like is that giving us enough information, you know? Or should our method, if we already get a result in positive, should it already be good enough and we should know our matrix effects are minimized so that we would have less possibility to misidentify. So I agree with you, I like to see overlap, I like to see things green, but I think if we want to make further progress on biology, I think we need to push the boundary a little bit. Yeah.
Along those lines, have you been able to identify compounds in your separations, and how do they compare?
I have to tell you, I'm really skeptical with identifying using databases. I think there is lots of possibilities to go wrong. So what we're doing is we're building an in-house library of metabolites where we know retention time and have spectra and everything. So I don't like to show the numbers of identified metabolites. We are working right now with collaborators in Scotland to develop a new algorithm that was published late last year, where they take all the MSMS spectra and then assign compounds to different compound classes or subclasses based on the shared MS2 ions. So they are currently processing some of our data, and that should tell us more chemical information about selectivity. Are we getting the selectivity we think we are in our fractions? Yes, yeah, we are collecting, especially for this collaboration. So the part that I was showing where we're doing quantitation, this was MS1 data only, but then in the subsequent batch, we also collected MSMS data in order to dig deeper into the selectivity. So we think we will be able to make progress on that, but we are working on it. So high temperature isopropanol, and we have really nice clean we don't get, and we also lots of wash steps after the injection. So we do test, we run lots of lines, but we are happy. It took us a year to get to the method we are happy with, but it actually works very nicely now.
If I could follow up, the MTBE,
I'll show you quickly since you're asking for that question, right? So if you look at our methanol where we have good median RSDs, majority of our compounds are falling here and they have good RSDs, as you can see in the table, median RSD of less than 12%. If you're looking at solvent front and at the late portion of our chromatogram, because this is not a method for lipids, we have lots of coagulation and we have degradation in RSD. If we then start to look at our MTB in unipolar, which is what we were running in that first study, we have very few compounds in that good region of proper retention, again, either in solvent form or here. And you can see here now median RSD degrades to 71. Here it's 20, which is still reasonable. And then, in fact, if you look at our aqueous, our RSDs there were also reasonable. So we could really conclude that it wasn't the extraction, it was really the incompatibility of the LC method with what MTB is extracted.
Right. Gotcha.
Yes, one last one.
Can I ask how you use the highlight and the feature
Yes.
So I wonder if, well, in the end, the difference between teacher and parent, particularly when you use different solvent to do instruction, and you have different affirmation, standard affirmation, the timers, timer, other things, that you look very much.
Yes, so I use it interchangeably, but what I really believe with the numbers here, I play at the top of eyes. So this has been the adapted, the isotope manually created, we've taken into account different adduct formation. So I really believe these are putative metabolites, not identified, but corresponding to
metabolites. That's great, but I'm compared to other people, publish the book.
Yes, don't, so my advice is don't compare across the studies because we all use different processing methods, different analysis methods, different picking. So it's very difficult. So one person that reports 10,000 sounds great versus a difference. So I think it's a difference in processing. And I think a speaker earlier this morning in a session was really showing that how much processing can change the conclusion with what you're saying. So in the interest of time, we'll move to the next speaker. So our next speaker is Philip McKibben from McMaster University.